So following all these rules of patience when one is chanting. Concentrate it, full concentrated mind. Don't be restless. You should be concentrated in your chanting. Except for meditating on them, do not think of anything else. With patience. Remembering, meditating, then you will attain. Do not discuss anything, any discussions of the material matters with patience, with honor, you should chant Harinama. What does it mean here, this word, Manasangyog? Your worshipable deity. Who is the worshipable deity of your name that you are chanting? Radha and Krishna, they are the worshipable deity of our names. Amongst you, concentrate on them. Don't let your mind wander there. It's natural for the conditioned souls that they might go towards the material sense object. But you should again bring your mind back, concentrating on the Harinam. Shout. You should be. You should perform your path of chanting. And inside, purify your minds. Harinam should be chanted. Mon, be silent. What means to be silent? Means, except for Harinam and Harikatha, do not discuss anything else. When you are chanting Harinam, except for Krishna Katha, do not speak anything else. This is called Mon, silence. Don't let your mind be restless. Their mind is going here, this, that, and that action. No. Concentrate. Make your mind fixed and had it. Sit on one place when you are chanting. Sit down at one place. It is not possible to sit at one place. Maybe you can stand or walk. But if when you are chanting while moving, walking, it is a little uncomfortable like this. If something, some religions are not coming to you, then you must concentrate even more fixedly. What mistake am I doing? When the sadhak is chanting, should meditate on the pastimes which are Krishna and Radharani, how they are meeting. These pastimes you should meditate on. Vipralamba as well as separation of meetings. These sort of pastimes you should meditate. Panchang bhav here means panchang bhav means what is the meaning of this mantra? Gayatri. Naam Gayatri.
Krishna mantra,
Gopal mantra, etc. What are the meaning of all these mantras? We should try to meditate on them. If you do not know the meanings of the mantras, then the result of these mantras will be much, much delayed. What is the worshipable deity of the mantra that I am chanting? Who is the worshipable deity? You should understand, try to understand this. And what is the meaning of all these words?
Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
What is the meaning of the pastimes? What are imbibed in these names? Meditate on them. Then, Nyas.
There is a Brahma Gayatri.
Brahma Gayatri, like?
Gayatri takes mantra or Shastri Devata.
What is the
Gopala mantra?
Dominant deity of this mantra. Krishna is the Vashru deity of Gopala mantra.
This is Shastri Devata.
The Vashru deity. They are my protectors. Just by chanting of one name, everything
are achieved.
But to please the Vashru deity, 10 times or 108 times we will chant those mantras. Actually, you can get all the results by one chanting of Gopala mantra. All results can be achieved. But just to please the Vashru deity, 10 times, our method is to chant 10 times or 108 times. Repeat. Noon and evening, prapatti.
Mantra ke devata sahasrati. Prapatti mane prapatti apna
I take your shelter. I don't have any other shelter. And karanagati. Oh Prabhu, I am very distressed. I want to take your shelter. Oh Mantra Devata. And then I don't have anything belonging to me. Whatever I have, even this human form, belongs to you. Everything that I have, this is nothing belonging to me. Oh, Prabhu, nothing belongs to you. Whatever I have, that is offered to you. Chant these names, then you will achieve perfection very quickly. We are not achieving perfections. Why? Because you are not following all these methods. That is all otherwise. In the methods, don't let your mind be distracted. Take the shelter of the Mantra Devata and chant, then you will achieve all perfection. Translation. Damodar Maharaj.
So we are considering next week's half of afternoon for the announcer. So much has been spoken about the glory of the name. Therefore, one should have unflinching faith in this process. One should have a determination. By chanting the name of Krishna, I will achieve all perfection. If one chants the name with this type of faith, then definitely one will quickly achieve all types of perfection or beauty. Therefore, Krishna has given some rules for the quickest chanting of perfection in the chanting of mantra. Especially in the chanting of the name, one should chant it from the Tulsi Mala. Doing so, one will achieve perfection in truth. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a chant on a knotted piece of cloth, still, Shastra has said, one should chant on the Tulsi Mala. That's because these should be ball chants, going from thickness to thinness in a circular direction. One should not chant with the index finger. One should chant with the middle finger and the thumb. One should not shake the back, the arm rings. And one should not touch the mouth with the left hand. Therefore, if one chants according to these rules and regulations as given in the scriptures, one will achieve perfection easily. One should especially chant with a fixed mind, with a one-pointed mind. And apart from the leaders, the pastimes of Krishna, one should have no other thought while chanting the mantra. One should also be completely patient. By doing these things with a fixed mind, one will achieve perfection easily in the chanting of the Mahamantra. The mind should be very pure. One should not engage in useless talk while chanting the name. And also while chanting, one should perform Mama Arthachitan. One should speak from the meanings of the name. Thus with patience and a pure mind, one should chant the Maha Mantra. We should know the presiding deity of the name, of the Mahama varieties of thought as they contemplate the different journeys. When one turns down, one should be one point, one have one point of concentration on the meanings of the Mahamantra. One should be clean, means one should take bath. Externally, one should be clean, and the mind should also be pure. One should maintain calm or silence. But that's why speaking Harikatha will not be a fault. Speaking Harikatha and chanting of japa should also be considered the maintenance of silence. One should be in one place. One should not move around here and there. Of course, if one experiences difficulties, one can walk here and there, but in doing so, there will be a loss. It is not very easy to get realization while chanting. Therefore, one should maintain one's patience. As one chants, one should think of the meeting pastimes of Radha Krishna, and one should also think of the separation pastimes of Radha Krishna. In this way, the mind will become from them. While chanting, one should perform five limbs to quickly achieve perfection. In any mantra, there are these five limbs. In the chanting of any mantra, these panchangas should be followed. For example, in the Gayatri mantras, in the Guru mantras, in the Gauranga mantras, in the Gopal mantras, Kamgari, there is mantra Atma-Chitta, which is the first limb. That means one should deeply consider the meaning of the mantra. Secondly, one should know the Vishnudeva of the mantra, who is the presiding deity of the mantra. Thirdly, one should know Jnana. Jnana means one should follow the prescribed method of chanting of mantra. For example, the Gopal mantra, for example, even though one can achieve perfection by chanting it only once, still in order to please it, of the mantra, Guru Krishna, one may chant it 10 times. Our rule is we chant it 10 times or 108 times. For example, we have to follow some rules in chanting a Gayatri, that is Jnana. That is Prapati or Sadhanagati. Prapati means, oh Krishna, oh, we need to chant the mantra, oh Gurudev. I take your shelter. I do not take your shelter of anyone else. Then last year, Atmanabhanam, complete surrender. Like Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, Mana Sutera Gaur, don't teach you more. Atmanabhanam, Sri Nanda Krishna. Oh Krishna, oh Son of Nanda, today my mind, my house, anything which I think is mine, I completely offer to you, including myself. It is Atmanabhanam. Then one should know these five limbs of the chanting of the mantra, and with a fixed mind one should do it by doing it on the chief session in no time at all.
Jadi, Harinam Padma Samaya.
If at the time of chanting Harinam, you are not able to concentrate, then you should try. You should try also to, you may be wanting to sleep, because there, you must sleep so that you will, your body will rest. Our Goswami used to sleep only just a few hours, not even that much. 3 hours, or maybe 4 hours, they would sleep, and they would chant the rest of the time. Maximum 6 hours one should sleep, more than 6 hours is wasting time. Shlavaktivinoda Thakur, all night he used to lay, stay awake, and God to those Babaji Maharaj also. At least you should try something, you should try. But make some efforts and awake. Should try to renounce the world of it. Person may be attached to so many things. You should but try to leave all the attachments and alpahar. Don't eat with your stomach, belly full, you should not eat. You should try to eat as little as possible. How much is needed for maintaining the light? Need that much. And this is also not proper that you will not eat at all, and then all your limbs will become weak. That is also not proper. Eat enough to maintain your body. Then if you perform all the activities, you will be able to chant. And while chanting, what type of kirtan you should chant? About if a person is qualified, if he has the vikar, then Nishan, at the end, when the night is going to end, Nishant Lila, early in the morning he should chant. And if he's chanting morning, then he should concentrate on meditation. Morning, afternoon, if he's chanting, then he meditate on the afternoon part. Like this, if he's chanting in the evening or night, he should meditate on those past times at which time he is chanting. Vrinda Devi may see that Radha and Krishna they are sleeping in a very beautiful kunja. Then what we should meditate on? Oh, I should go home. No, we should understand that Shuk and Sari, the nightingale bird, other birds, how animals, birds, how to wake them up, Krishna and Radharani. Describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the right couple, like this, and with the song played by different birds, we will wake them up. And they wake up, they are not wanting to get up. They each other is like a bird. Kapiya, Sukhsari, they are speaking of the Devinandan, on Kinjeshwari. Please get up and give us a question. Like this, when they hear the singing of the birds, the divine couple, they should not be separated from each other. Vrinda Devi now, she is very happy. When the Baba and Yashoda mother, they might be waiting. They will get up. Like this.
Markati.
There is a one monk. That you speak loudly. That Jatila is going to come. Jatila, like this she is speaking. And Jatila means very. The sun is falling at its heart. Jatla means the sun rays are falling, or the days is dawning. The morning is dawning. Your mother-in-law is coming. When they understand that, oh, maybe Jatila is coming, they immediately get up. Lalita Vishakha, they wake up. Wake them up, perform their arati. These are the pastimes on early in the morning. In the afternoon, you should those who are qualified, not for those people who are unqualified. Those who are qualified should meditate on those pastimes when he's chanting. This is the first yam of Bhajan Rahasya. Understand that faith. Whatever you are chanting, except for name, there is nothing beneficial for us. Firm faith in name. But if we chant, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, especially he is saying, faith. This can melt in the stone. If you want auspiciousness, then you will have all these good things in your life. If you do not want auspiciousness, then now a prasad will be served on your letters and luggage put on the rooftops of the buses. You will all go to government.
Around
8 o'clock, by 8, definitely put all your luggage on the buses. Be careful in Govardhan. Don't take any shila from Govardhan Hill. No postman. Do not bring any shila of Govardhan with you. If you have faith, if you have faith, how much shila you are taking, that much weight, gold you should keep in that place and bring. Never climb on the Govardhan.
Especially they, why you take so many shila at a time? Very careful. Your bhajan will be
destroyed.
If you do like, if you want to serve Indra, then keep good like that.
Wait.
Same way. And ask your two or any Brahman of Govardhan. Then don't climb on the hill. So many Western devotees know they climb the run here and there. That should not do. Govardhan.
Govardhan is Swarup of Krishna.
Govardhan is Swarup of Krishna. He should not, anyone should not climb on that. I have told you, you know.
Mother Maharaj.
গোবর্ধনের সেবক সদনে রান্নাঘর ওখানে বিভিন্ন মঠবাসী বিভিন্ন মঠের সন্ন্যাসী ব্রহ্মচারী এসেছেন এবং আমাদের মঠবাসী সন্ন্যাসী ব্রহ্মচারী ওখানে থাকবেন। আমি
গোবর্ধনের
আমাদের কোন প্রভু অনেক প্রক্রিয়া নিয়ে তার ঘরে এসেছে গোবর্ধনের জন্য চিনি খেলানা করেন
At that time, Radha and Krishna are resting together.
there's no way you can go to that other place. There's no way to pass to each other. There's no need to work away.
Where?
Situations of power to the other
birds. Peter, he is right.
That will end our webcast for the morning class. There will be web